Cleveland, Ohio, and Dayton, Ohio, they're blue, but pretty much the whole state's red.
Roger, roger. Well, Jesse sounded good down here, so I believe the band, you are too, so I believe we're okay for right now, man. Sounding pretty good. I'm going to let you guys get ready, man. Let me go get my USA Today together and get a couple other things to do, and I'll be back here, so
we'll be around, N4, thank you.
Alrighty, look forward to hearing you. KAHJOY on the side.
Hey, good deal, Mr. Larry. Good to hear you in there tonight. And N4ROQ, Mr. Larry. KAHJOY, good evening, Mr. Bob. How you doing, young man?
KG4ZX and a C. How are you? Good to hear you. I'm sitting here in front of the computer. Are you going to open it and log?
Well, how far do you want me to go with it?
It is entirely up to you. You know I'll be happy to do it for you, unless you want to do it yourself.
You know what? That might be a good idea to tag team it a little bit. I'll let you go ahead and do it because you're such a professional at it. And I'll just keep things logging and running the best I can over here. Get some practice.
Okay, let me get it open.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, I have it here. I have to look for it. I used it probably 2 weeks ago. I think I opened up the net with it.
Well, it looks like you still have it. I can't do it because you've got it.
How is that possible?
Well, it's got your call letter, and it says the 25th of March, so you must have clicked on it because you created it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got the logger. That's no problem. I'm working the logger tonight. That's why I wanted to try to get a little bit more familiar with it. Yeah, this is the one I set up.
Okay. Apparently, you must not have QRZ tied to it because you're not putting any population.
Okay. Well, how do I link it to QRZ?
Let's see. Let me go here. Let me look while you get situated. I'll look around here.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I was just curious because I was not sure how I was getting everything going there. Okay, very good. All right, this is Kilo Golf 4-0 X-ray Charlie Jeffy out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And this is the Intercon Net. Not Intercon Net. Wow, holy crap. Boy, I'm mixing my two nets together now for sure. This is the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. Got about 2 minutes till the top of the hour. We're currently checking, so anyone else out there would like to join us, come on in.
KB2 Delta Mike Delta.
KB2 DMD. Come on in, Mr. Rich. Good evening.
How are you, Joshy? What's new?
Well, I can't complain. Other than the gas prices are going up on a regular basis, seems like they keep inching up penny by penny.
Yeah, really? I haven't noticed. My truck's a gas guzzler, too, but I don't really go anyplace, so, oh well. It is what it is, as they say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, mine passes everything but the gas station, so I know what you mean there, Rich. Hey, good to have you aboard, sir.
Yeah, good seeing you too, Jesse, and hi to Bob.
Good day, Mr. Ritchie.
Well, did you figure that out, Bob?
Yeah, you have to, you're not a member of QRZ, are you?
Yes, I am. Oh, not a active member, no.
Yeah, that's where the snafu is. You have to have a membership, even the basic membership, for it to populate the field. But you could put in the information like you're doing it, and you could put in under preferred name, you could add a person's name, and then under remarks, you could get rid of that no club stuff and put in who's speaking and who spoke.
Yeah, okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was some other issue I had. Yeah, I will have to, I'll have to join QRZ to make that happen. Hey, not unless you just want to run the event and have all the information there as well. I mean, I don't have to keep it going the way I'm doing.
Hey, that's fine. At least you have a list of the people, and then under like member ID, you could, you know, put number one and then number two for JTP and ROQ. You can put the numbers down. You're doing fine the way you are. We know who the people are. So, you know, this way you can just keep track of who checked in.
Okay, very good then. All right, well, we'll keep it the way it is, and let me see if I can tweak this thing just a little bit more. I'm trying to get all the maximum input in it as well, as much as possible. All right, thanks, Bob, K-H-A-L-Y, and the Wednesday Night Living Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. And it is 2200 hours, actually, a man after. We're taking check-ins. Anyone else out there, good evening.
KO4FE.
KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse? Band seems to be holding up. A little bit of noise in there, but your signal's good.
Hey, roger, roger. Yeah, I was working on my antenna today a little bit when I got home from that four-letter word thing they call work. And when I done that, I realized that I had a grounding problem, which was a good thing. So I think I got everything worked out now.
Yeah, okay, sounds good now.
Hey, Bill, we got you on. You're looking like number five on the list tonight. So thanks for being there. And great signal also.
Okay, roger that.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Anna Charlie. I am Jesse. I'm out of the great state of Pennsylvania. You know, the voter fraud state. Yeah, that place. Voter fraud, yeah. Well, anyway, this is the Wednesday Night Living Net. Anyone else before we start that off, y'all know? Okay, well, I'm not hearing a whole lot going on right now. I'd like to thank Miss Laura for checking in tonight first thing into IRG, Mr. Marty into JTP, Miss Laura, which is in the larger tonight. Hope you guys are doing well. Everybody else that's checking in so far tonight. Well, you know, I wanted to start something out good tonight, but I'll tell you what, there's so much crazy news in this, in the headlines. I really don't know where to start. It's flabbergasted me for the last half an hour trying to figure out what do we need to focus on here? Well, our freedom for one. And I'm not going to give any headline stories right now because it just does not make any difference to me whatsoever, because it's all garbage news, half of it. And what we do seem to get through the news media is very limited, and there's a lot more going on right now outside the country, and everybody needs to pay attention to that. It looks like we're on a standoff with China, and it looks like a lot of other activities are going on. I have no real articles I could pull up right now to start the net off with flying colors, but I'm going to let Bob start off with the choice words of the American flag. So, Mr. Bob, I want you to take it away, sir.
All righty. Well, let me say good evening to everyone. And I will open tonight's Liberty Net, the real Liberty Net, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, thank you, Jesse. And if you would type in there, KN4CES is monitoring.
Okay, I will have to get that. Give me that call one more time, and I will jot it down on the handwritten notepad here, and then I'll get back to the logger eventually. Give me that call one more time, Bob.
All righty, it's Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. He is listening again tonight.
Oh, okay. KN4ZES. Yes, okay. I will definitely do that, and very good. And it's good to have Mr. Let's see, what was his name? James, I believe?
But he goes by Christopher.
Yeah, that's right, Christopher. Yeah, I should have pulled up the old logger when I didn't get a chance to earlier. Hi, Christopher. We know you're out there monitoring. Thank you for being there tonight. Hey, let's see. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I tell you, there's a lot of activity going on, though, and we all need to be on top of the game and start paying attention to some of the news out here. But right now, most everything I've come across is kind of, to me, not significant enough to want to bring it up to the table. So I'm sure a lot of you other guys out there got a lot of information to pass on. So we're going to start off with N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. What you got out there for us tonight, sir?
Thank you there, Jesse and Bob. USA Today. Hey, I always like to hear something about the UFOs, and I know there's an article in here regarding this USA Today. Justin Barnes, he says, strange information handed at in UFO report to the former top national intelligence official handed at. Forthcoming government report on UFOs will include information that cannot easily be explained. I bet so. There are instances where we don't have good explanations for certain things we've seen. I bet they don't have good explanations. And when that information becomes declassified, I'll be able to talk a bit more about that. Former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, R-A-T-C-L-I-F-F-E, he told Fox News Maria Martiroma on Friday. Ratcliffe said some UFO sightings have been declassified in the past, but a report to be released by the Pentagon and other federal agencies will present more information to the American people. Ratcliffe said that elements that are hard to explain in the unreleased sightings include movements that are hard to replicate or travel at speed that exceeds the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom. The report is expected to be released on June the 1st, Martiroma said later in the program. So we'll see what they're going to say. It doesn't sound like they're going to say a whole lot, because I've read, you can get on the internet and find 1,000 different stories of eyewitnesses and everything that tells you all about. And the government can't even come out and tell you one. Okay, let's see. Nafalmi's airlines call for major protests to be held across Russia. I bet you Putin likes that. This comes from Moscow. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's allies on Tuesday call for a massive protest against the country to demand his release from prison. In a statement posted on the family's website, they urge Russians to sign up for a protest on an interactive map and said they will set a date for it when the number of people willing to take part reaches at least 500,000. That'd be something, isn't it? 500,000 people gathered for a march. The organizers claimed in a YouTube statement that the rally would be the biggest in Russia and Sweden and set up to a dedicated website for the protest. Here's an article I kind of knew this, but the NATO puts it out, says NATO affirms unity, tries to put difficult Trump years behind it. So Trump made him walk the line. Said Brussels NATO foreign ministers on Tuesday reaffirmed their commitment to defend one another against outside attack and underlined the strong ties between North America and Europe after concern about the Trump administration among some allies. We are now opening a new chapter in our transatlantic relationship, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said. He thanked President Joe Biden for committing to rebuild the strength of this alliance and make it a future-proof in a more competitive world. So what happened with NATO? We were paying all the money, and these other countries weren't even sending the money in to them. And he said, these other countries aren't sending it. Well, we can't just be the one that props it up, keeps all the money coming in. And, of course, I've watched at least one Trump speeches at the NATO get-together they have, and it was a great speech. So, if you all want to listen to a good speech from Trump, go to the NATO official website, put in Trump's NATO speech, and listen to that. He tells all about the, he doesn't believe in other countries telling the USA what to do, and that we had to defend ourselves, and that we were not going to be told what to do by other countries like we had been. And it was a tremendous speech. So a little about that, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Jesse. Sounding good down here, Bob. From Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net.
This is N4ROQ back to net. Okay, very good, Larry, and appreciate that. Then I did not hear that speech. I am trying to recollect it, but I do not recall that for some reason. So, hey, by some chance, if you can, send me the link to that. That way I can check it out. Over to you, Larry.
Okay, yeah, that's a great speech. He had all those different countries kind of looking kind of awkward there, you know, when he was telling them that they had to do their fair share of the payments and that the U.S. was not going to go along with a lot of these different world health care center, all this stuff that they wanted to have and get together and have the U.S. do things and then not any of the other countries fall, in doing it, especially the money. So he's the one that put them in line, let me tell you. So you want to watch that speech. Well, back to you, Jesse, and Floki.
Hey, very good, Nurse. Yeah, I'm going to check that out, try to find it. Hey, we would stand for ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of the great state of Tennessee. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu H.A. Charlie. Let me take a quick pause, see if anybody else is out there who want to join us. Give me your call sign, please.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, next call.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, Mr. Robbie, out of South Carolina. Good evening, sir.
Thank you for letting me in here, and I have no comments right now. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Robbie, we'll get back around to you here in just a short, then. We got you in the locker, sir, and thanks for being there tonight. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday night loading. Anyone else wanting to check in, come out? Anyone at this time, so let's continue on with Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y. What do you got to bring to the tables on this beautiful Wednesday night, Liberty Net? Come on in, Bob.
All right, Jesse, thank you. I'm going to take a moment and read. I sent letters to both of my senators, one Republican, one Democratic, and one of my House of Representatives from my area. She's a Democrat. I want to read the letter I sent, and she's the only one that sent me a response, but the response is trash. But anyhow, starts out by Representative Marsha L. Fudge, Democrat, Ohio. The beginning of the U.S. Constitution reads, quote, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for a common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, you ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That being said, the Constitution does not say, and I quote, we the government will tell you how to live, how to act, when to travel, what holiday you can celebrate, get the shot, and you can't buy bullets," unquote. This is a representative republic. However, the far left and your Democratic Party has forgotten that two-word explanation of what America is. Next paragraph. As my state of Ohio representative, I am against and also want you to vote against House Resolution 127, House Resolution 121, H.R. 125, H.R. 130, and H.R. 167. America has several amendments of which the far left and most of the Democratic Party don't care about. I'm referring to the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment. Please focus on the reading and meaning of these rights and possibly reread them yourself. Next paragraph. It has been reported that the Republicans and President Trump supporters are terrorists and need to be reprogrammed to see and obey the far left chokehold on the American population. It is obvious that the January 6th incident was planned and staged to continue to dwell and call that President Trump's insurrection is a shame. Why, please explain, do the Democrats call the summer riots, the murders, the destruction of personal property and government property, and the assaulting of law enforcement a mostly peaceful protest? This summer violent protest, being referred to as a mostly peaceful protest, is like stating that the attack on Pearl Harbor was a mostly peaceful protest from the country of Japan. My closing statement is, remember, the people and or politicians can vote themselves into communism. However, the people will have to fight and shoot their way back to freedom. I got a response from that office. Now, Marsha Fudge is who Biden appointed as the HUD secretary. Dear Mr. Gilbert, thank you for contacting the office of the 11th Congressional District of Ohio, formerly the Office of Representative Marsha L. Fudge, concerning the pending issues. Since the U.S. House of Representatives seat for the 11th Congressional District is now opening following the resignation of Marsha Fudge, we can take no action on issues of legislation or public policy until a new representative is elected. Thank you for your input. Sincerely, the letter, I can't even pronounce their name, Office Administrator. I'm going to take the time to continue to write letters, Jesse, but you can see they send you back stuff that says, don't bother us. Back to you, KHLY.
Hey, very good, Bob. You know, I've been so disgusted with reply letters that I have gotten myself. I actually sent out quite a few emails and some physical letters in the past, and I seem to get the same response you do on many of these inputs.
And it's so lame because these people have no care to listen to the American people anymore. They're just ignoring us like we're just some kind of disease or a plague of some kind. And it's not going to change, evidently. Well, you know, we just have to keep fighting and make it even harder for everybody, and that's the way I see it. Well, thank you, Bob, and appreciate you being here tonight and everything you do for the net. KHALY out of Ohio, Cleveland, Duke. KB2 DMD, Mr. Rich, come on in, young man.
Hey, Jesse, very good. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. Excuse me. This is KB2DMD. And, I laughed when Larry read that item about, NATO putting the difficult Trump years behind us. Yeah, it's pretty difficult paying your own way, wasn't it? You know, it's funny, when I talk to these DXers in Europe, especially countries like Germany, they're doing phenomenally well. I mean, they live in a tyranny, but the wages these guys get paid, the vacation time they get, it's amazing. When I don't work them in Germany, I'm working them in Hawaii, I'm working them in the Caribbean. I mean, you know, some of them own homes there. It's just off the charts. It's like they work 2 days and go on vacation for three. you know, it's probably not that, but, you know, they've got it made, man. They've got it made. But, on the other hand, you know, like I said, they live under a real tyranny. Compared to America, although that gap is quickly narrowing. If you listen to InfoWars today, Jesse, boy, you probably heard an InfoWars like you have not heard in a long, long time. It was just a rocking show. The information was coming so fast and furious. Really, I mean, just it's amazing where Alex has taken that show. My only complaint is. There was just an outstanding Greg Reese report, and I would like to find that, but I can't find it on band.video or Alex's site. I don't know where some of this stuff is. Lately, he's been playing this clip, what he refers to as Bill Gates on Truth Serum, and it's fantastic. It's just, I mean, it nails it. It's in a nutshell all that Bill Gates has been up to, every nefarious thing he's been involved in, narrated by a guy that does a really great Bill Gates voice. It's, you know, it's funny, but it's to the point, man. It's right on. And I can't find that either. I would love to hop on Heidi's computer and forward that around and get it out there. I just don't know why. These things are hot topics and they're current on the show, and I can't find them on the website. I don't get it. I look at a Greg Reese report, it's, you know, 6 months ago, 2 months ago. You know, I'm going down the list, but I don't see anything that was for today. And I don't see anything that's even close. So, you know, I don't get it. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't know how to use the, well, obviously I don't know how to use the internet. I don't want to know how to use the internet. But that aside, you know, I keep coming back to the masks, and people think that this is a really, you know, just being oversimplistic. You know, what, you know, everybody wants to know, what can we do to stop this? What can we do to stop the encroachment on our civil rights, on our liberty? And my answer is always, well, you know, to start with, stop wearing the stinking masks. You know, stand up. And, you know, I get guys coming to the gun shop here, and they're, you know, they get out of their truck, and they've got the mask on. I said, well, you know, unless you want to wear that, you can take that off right now, because all that is was a way to destroy our economy and unseat a duly elected president. And they right away take the mask off, and then they agree with me. Well, why were you wearing it? Why not start out with no mask and wait for somebody to tell you to put it on? And it's funny. It's the it seems to be in the limited study I've made of it, Jesse, it seems to be that people wear masks because they're in fear of what the other people in the store might say to them. And man, that's pretty sad. And it's really sad when the same guys are telling me, oh, they'll never come for my guns because I'll lock and load. It's really. But so in other words, you got enough guts to go Bruce Willis, you know, fantasy movie, toe to toe with the bad guys, but you don't have enough guts to go into a store without a mask on. You know, and I'll tell you, I went this past Sunday to Lowe's to pick up some potting soil for Heidi. And I got, you know, of course, I buy tons of Alex Jones products. You know, I want to, because I believe in that ministry. I want to finance that any way that I can. I want to keep it going. I think Alex does an amazing job. And if there's something I need anyway in the line of supplements or whatever, I'm getting it from Jones. And I, you know, some of his t-shirts are really good, so Heidi ordered me a few of those, too. And I've got the one that says FK Masks and FK Biden, and, you know, and then Trader Joe's, and, you know, stuff like that. Well, I put on the FK Masks. It's a beautiful day, Sunday, Jesse. I put on the FK, it looks like a license plate across the front. And it says, you know, America, free country, you know, United States of America, free country, and great big, it says FK Masks. So, and I've never worn a mask since this whole thing started. I refuse to go into a place that makes me wear a mask. There is no law. I'll tell them, call a cop, and I'll stand here and wait. You know, in order for there to be a law, the way I understand it, you've got to, you know, a bill has to be introduced in the House. It's got to go, got to have a parallel bill in the Senate. You know, a lot's got to come together before it goes to the governor's desk and gets a signature, and that's the way a bill becomes a law. I remember that from that little cartoon they used to have for kids years ago. So, you know, it's pretty elementary that, you know, there's no law. You know, this is some edict. We don't even know where it came from, yet everybody's wearing a stinking mask. So I go into Lowe's. It's a beautiful day. I got my FK Masks t-shirt on and no mask, and you should have seen the death looks I was getting from people. Of course, you know, when you look like me, you know, a lot of people don't have anything to say, really. And, you know, look, I'm a nice guy, you know, despite how I look. And, you know, I'm an old man now. I'm a non-confrontational guy. I'm not on a hardtail anymore, swinging for the fences, man. I'm a normal, average guy. And I'm going to Lowe's with no mask, with a First Amendment t-shirt that says FK Masks on the front. I mean, I got one behind like an NPR family. I mean, you know, the wife is in charge. The three kids are, you know, you can tell by the way they talk, they're trying to sound more intelligent than they actually are. You know, I wonder where they learned that from, by NPR mom and NPR dad, of course. And NPR dad, you know, he's a zero. He's got no say in anything. You know, mom is wearing the pants, very obviously. And I mean, and they, you know, they are social distancing from me, you know, which is fine. But I got to be honest, while I was in there, the looks I was getting, I felt it, man. I felt the daggers. I felt, you know, the mob mentality. I was made to feel uncomfortable because not only was I not wearing a mask, but I was wearing a shirt that, you know, expressed how I feel about the wearing of masks. And, you know, Jesse, this has got to stop. I mean, if we're to stand up to the government at all, I mean, you know, pick a place to start, and a good place to start would be the stinking masks. You know, take them off. You know, show the government you've got at least the tiniest cayunes. But this compliance, And the Greg Reese report, if you caught it today, on Alex, was just incredible. You wanted to have the pause button so you could just, the information was coming so fast, you wanted to pause it and be able to just digest each individual item. He was going through, I mean, all of these, you know, giant studies going back 10 years or so by the major think tanks, you know, Rand, Brookings, whatever, where they were gaming out mass vaccinations on the populace. They were gaming out strategies for mass compliance, you know, i.e. masks. They were gaming out just about everything that we're seeing now, you know, all documented. I mean, you know, if you had the pause button, you could jot this stuff down and go look it up. So, you know, this isn't all accidental. It certainly has nothing to do with a virus, quote-unquote. It has nothing to do with a pandemic, quote-unquote. Those are hoaxes. And this whole thing is phony, man. And as I see it, we've got to make a stand someplace. And I'm thinking, well, why not make the stand at the masks? Just take the stinking things off already and show the government we're just saying no. As long as we just, you know, without question, put those stinking things on, we're saying, all right, we're compliant. We're ready for the next thing. What's the next thing you want to do to us? I don't know. Oh, you know, overly simplistic? I don't know, Jesse. I'm not wearing one. I don't plan to wear one. Obviously, I'm not getting a vaccine. I don't care what they do. And you know where that's going. No jab, no job, right? Mark of the beast, no travel, no buying or sell, unless you have your vaccine ID number. Because really, what good is the vaccine unless you've got a way to prove that you've had it, right? I mean, how do you know that somebody's vaccinated? How do you know that they're safe? How do you know that it's safe to be around them, Jesse? Well, you don't, unless they got a mark tattooed across their forehead to let you know. So, gotta start somewhere, man. And for me, it's the masks, and I'm not putting one on. And I just wish a lot of my brother Americans would do the same thing. Grow a really small pair and knock it off with the stinking masks. There's no law. KG4ZXCM, the group. This is KB2DMD.
Hey, very good, Rich. Well, you know, you hit it on the money, in my opinion. I think you're dead on mark. The mask mandate bull crap has gone way out of control, and I believe you're correct in so many ways of looking at this, you bring it out so beautifully. You highlight the moment quite clearly for most people to understand. And, you know, that's what we need to do. Ditch the mask and get rid of this bull crap for once and for all. You know, I felt the same way for many, many, many months now, you know, because I've only wore the mask only when I went into the doctor's office, and that myself is where I felt the most vulnerable anyway. So I actually conformed to going into the doctor's office with one. But, you know, everywhere else I kept a roll of quarters in my pocket just in case somebody thought that they want to enforce the rules a little bit. And I just had an equalizer into my advantage at that point. But, yeah, I agree. I think everybody should start rebelling against all this and start ignoring these lost train of thought there. Well, these bogus laws out there, that's the word I wasn't trying to use there, but, you know, these draconian laws that they're putting out on everybody to make them feel you have to do this or else. Well, people, we got much bigger problems on our heads besides wearing a mask, but the mask is one up. Start letting people know how you feel. You know, and that's the way I also see it. So, Rich, you're absolutely correct, sir. Hey, thank you for being there, and let's see. We're going to move it down the left. This is the Winston Knight Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, Charlie Jesse out of the great state of voter fraud, Pennsylvania. And we're going to move down to KO4FE out of the same state. You'll see what you got to offer for tonight's Winston Knight Liberty Net. So, Mr. Bill, come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC. The Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, the only thing I could tell you about this virus is I got a good friend of mine who had it, and he's a young guy, and he said it was rough. I think that if it wouldn't have been for him being a young man, he would might not have made it through, but he did. And another fella that I didn't know this guy, but he's a friend of a guy that I worked with, and he died from it. So there are people getting sick and dying. I don't want to get sick. Just talking to what my buddy told me, throwing up, running to the bathroom, having a fever of 105 for like a week. I don't need that. Even if it don't kill me, I don't want it. But anyway, I've been lucky so far, but I know my parents have had a couple friends of theirs have died from it, so people are getting it, people are dying from it. Some people get it, it's not that bad, and some people get it, and it's hell. So anyway, I hope it's all over with soon, but anyway, I got other things to think about besides these masks and these stupid COVID checks. I'm sick of hearing about that too. But anyway, we got other issues. You notice how when that guy, that sex addict, and I'll call him a sex addict because he's an admitted sex addict, shot up those Korean massage parlors. There were six Korean women got killed and two white women. And all you heard was white supremacy, hate, white male, racism. It was just immediately. It was like somebody set off a firework and it just kept going. And now we got this other shooting in Colorado. And we got a Muslim shooter. Killed 10 white people. And what do we hear there? Oh, AR-15, gun control, background checks. So when it's white people getting killed by a Muslim, well, there's no talk about hate or nothing. It's all about gun control. But if a sex addict who's white shoots some Asian whores, then it's hate, white supremacy, all that. It's like a formula. But anyway, Gateway Pundit, here's a story. Why no one is talking about the race of all 10 shooting victims by Muslim gunman Ahmad El-Issa. Tragedy struck on March 18th when 8 people were killed in a mass shooting in Atlanta, 6 of the victims being women who were of Asian descent. The Democrat Party mainstream media almost immediately turned the shooting into a racial issue. In a press conference following the mass shooting, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki does what Democrats do best. She attributed the murders of the victims to the rhetoric of President Trump. The suspect in the Atlanta spa shootings, 21-year-old Robert Allen Long, said he was motivated by a sex addiction, not race. Although there has been no evidence that race played a role in the attack, it hasn't stopped liberals and the mainstream media from using the tragic incident to add Asian Americans to their long list of victims in their effort to further segment and divide Americans. In a classic attempt to divide and conquer society, the media and the globalist politicians have been throwing an accelerant on racial divisions that were largely non-existent less than 10 years ago. Recent Google analytical data strongly suggests that certain ideas, including Black Lives Matter and numerous other globalist far-left ideas like critical race theory, are interjected into the media over time in order to create divisions and affect the outcome of elections. They are often then removed from the discussion once division among selected groups of people has produced the desired outcome. On March 22nd, a 20-year-old Muslim male who immigrated from Syria opened fire in a Boulder, Colorado grocery store, killing 10 white people. After the shooting, the mainstream media outlets quickly concluded without evidence that the shooter must be a white male Trump supporter. Well, as is usually the case, when globalist media outlets take a stance on something, nothing could be further from the truth. As Paul Joseph Watson highlighted yesterday, Ahmed Al-Issa would typically be described as an anti-racist activist, with his Facebook page having featured criticism of Donald Trump, advocacy of refugees and Muslim immigrants, despite the gunman's family telling the Daily Beast that the reason for his rampage was as a result of him being the victim of bullying in high school. Al-Issa's classmates say the opposite is true. A Fox 31 report reveals that Al-Issa once punched a classmate and continued to hit him as he laid on the ground. Al-Issa tried to justify the attack by claiming the victim had, quote, made fun of him and called him of racial names weeks earlier, although no classmates could corroborate this. The shooter's wrestling team classmate, Dayton Marvel, also told the Denver Post that in Al-Issa's senior year during the wrestle-offs to see who would make varsity, he actually lost his match and quit the team and yelled out in the wrestling room that he was going to kill everybody. Nobody believed him. We were just all kind of freaked out by it, but nobody did anything about it, said Marvel. He would talk about him being a Muslim and how if anyone ever tried anything, he would file a hate crime and say they were making it up, he added. But anyway, so they're going on about these killings. Of course, one police officer, a white man, was shot by this Muslim. Well, anyway, the media is suddenly switched from race to gun control when the races of the victims and the perpetrators don't fit their agenda. Well, we've had a lot of other Muslim attacks. 2018, we had Nassim Agdam. He wounded 3 people in a shooting. 2017, Saifullo Saipov of Uzbek, he came in on a diversity lottery. He killed 8, wounded 12. I guess he was on a jihad. 2017, Ali Zafar, a Pakistani, killed 3, wounded 1 in California. 2016, Abdul Artan, a Somali Muslim with sudden jihad syndrome, rammed Ohio State students with a car, then leapt out and started stabbing people, injuring 11. 2016, Arkan C10, a Turkish immigrant, killed 5 people. 2016, Omar Mateen, an Afghani Muslim, killed 49 people and wounded 53 in an Orlando nightclub. 2016, Saeed Farouk, an American-born Muslim of Pakistani heritage, killed 14 and wounded 17 in San Bernardino. 2016, Faisal Mohammed, another American-born Muslim, wounded 4 in a campus stabbing. 2015 Mohammed Youssef Abdulwazid killed 5, wounded 2 in the Chattanooga. 2013, the Boston bombers killed 4, injured 280. 2011, Omar Calmeo killed 4. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So we've had these Muslim killings. I don't hear any media outlets talking about hate or anything when Muslims go on the rampage, but a white sex addict who, from all the evidence, had no racial bias at all, he goes on a rampage, and then all we hear is white male, racist, white supremacy, hate. It's just a nonstop drumbeat, and it would still be going on if it hadn't have been for this Colorado shooting. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, very good there, Bill. Appreciate you giving us that information and reading the article. Yeah, there's another station in there. I wanted to take a quick pause real quick and see who it was, if they wanted to add another comment. So that station is recognized. If you got something you want to add to the list, give me a call and name and location. We'll put you on the list, sir. Okay, I mean, you know, this is the Liberty Net. We have the First Amendment here, so if you want to make a comment, please do so. Okay, well, hey, thank you, Bill. God bless you, sir, and hey, great signal. I wanted to mention that, Mr. Bill. And, you know, that's the problem right now that we're having right now. You know, everybody's offended. Everybody's, you know, everybody wants to have something to gripe about, but I tell you, they're just falling into stereotypical mentality. And with the news media itself keep orchestrating this nonsense, this is all we're going to hear. That's why I've been doing so much to eliminate listening to the news media and any major outlets at this point. Thank you, Bill. Let's see, there was something else I was going to add, but I can't remember. This is KG4 ZXC at the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KG, like I said, I'm KG4 ZXC, Jesse out of Pennsylvania. We're going to move down the list to KO4 GSP. Oh, quick, yeah. How am I coming in up there, Bill?
Oh, you're coming in real good, about 30 over.
Okay, very good. I wasn't sure if I lost something. It looked like my SWR started to climb a little bit, but just keep an eye on it. All right, very good, Bill. We're going to move down to KO4GSD out of the great state of South Carolina. Mr. Rob, you have the deck, sir. Take it away. This is KO4 GST Wednesday Night Liberty Night. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk. And I think I want to talk about gun control. I hear all these actors and actresses giving their 2 cents on gun reform and banning guns. These people probably never once had to live somewhere where they needed a gun or had to think about owning one for protection. It's not the gun. Everyone needs to wake up. This guy, Al-Alawi Al-Asiya, I can't even pronounce his name. I apologize. But he was already known to the FBI. Don't you think that if you're already known to the FBI, you should be red flagged to any weapon sales in the U.S.? It's not the guns that are flawed, but the system that provides them. Even if you can't buy a gun in the store, what about the ones you can buy in your local hood, on the street? Going to go to Chicago and try to stop that? Good luck, Mr. Biden. Regardless if a gun is available or not, at the end of the day, it is not the gun.
It's on the surface. If someone wants to kill someone, they will find a way. They can stab them, hit them with a car, bust their head up with a rock, drown them. The list goes on. What are they going to do? Grind up all the rocks in the world and evaporate all the water next? Maybe they will just cut off everyone's hands so we can just not strangle people. If someone is committed enough to pulling off such a dark and atrocious act, they're going to find a way, regardless if they have a gun or not. Maybe it's time we focus more on our laws and the people upholding them, or lack thereof being upheld. Maybe we should start focusing on the people of this country more as well, Mr. Government. Democrats keep screaming, cancel culture, everything. If people need to be held accountable, then our own government should start with itself. The fist sinks at the head, people. KO4, GSP, Wednesday Night Liberty Night.
Very good, Ralph.
And I appreciate the information there and
the great comment there.
Yeah, I think we need a lot more of that and start paying attention to what we can do and what needs to be done here. This is KG4ZHC, clear with KO4GST, Mr. Rob out of the great state of South Carolina, clear with you, sir. And this is the Wednesday Night Living Net. I am your net control, KG4ZHC, Mr. Jesse here. Let's see, I'm going to take a quick pause and see if there's any other late check-ins or anyone else that would like to join. So if they are, please call now.
KG0RSA, I'm sitting here listening. Back to Jesse, over.
Mr. Moe, KG0RSA, good afternoon, Mr. Moe.
Good afternoon, Jesse.
Well, how's Mr. Moe doing tonight?
Pretty good, I was just sitting here listening to you fellas.
Hey, well, very good, Mo. You got anything you would like to add before we move back to the top of the list?
Oh, not right now, I don't. Thank you anyway.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you, Mr. Mo. Good to have you aboard, and always a pleasure hearing from you. So, KD0RSA, I'll jot you down on the log, and let's get ready to move to the top. I'd just like to mention something on this gun control issue that Rob pointed out. You know, we're all fighting this big enemy, and where are you going to stop before you stand up for this country? Is it going to take them taking your car away? Taking your schools away? What's it going to take, people? What's it going to take to get you off the stick to do something and intervene in what's actually happening? I mean, what is it going to take? Is it going to take them taking your license? Well, they are doing just what we've been regretting. They're going to do everything they can to destroy this country and us Americans. If you're a white-blooded Christian American right now in this day and time, God help us all is all I got to say. This is KG4ZXC. I'm not even going to read my article tonight, but we're going to move back to the top of the list. So let me get back to my logger situation here. And thank you, Miss Laura, which is at the top of the list into JTT. Good to hear you guys out there tonight. You and Mr. Marty, our net manager, into IRJ. And it goes back to the top, which is M4ROQ, Mr. Larry. Tennessee. Mr. Larry, you got the deck, sir, so come on in.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I found this is an article that I went over the other day that I really these are so good that I've got to go back and kind of go over it again. This is regarding Dr. Jim Ferguson, Health and Well-Being. It's a local paper here we get in Tennessee, in Knoxville. He's very
good writer. Got a lot of comments in, and so I'm not gonna read the whole article. I'll just read some excerpts here. He's talking about fools, F-O-O-L-S. Fools don't change. Don't take correction. Don't take responsibility, and don't adjust to truth. Instead, they skew the facts and rewrite history to justify their behavior. That was written by Henry Cloud. He had that in there. But he starts off, do you know, the feds, do you know they haven't even spent $1 trillion left over from last year's stimulus? And 85% of Obama's infrastructure stimulus in 2009 just went to unions, public sector teachers, who donated money to the Democrats. We don't need more spending in Washington. We need to open up the schools and American businesses. That says, these days most who want to label themselves as Democrats are actually socialists, leftists, and progressives. The latest spending boondoggle is labeled as the most progressive legislation in history. As if that's an accolade. Progressives believe in even larger government redistribution of wealth, like $1,400 going to felons in prison, with opposing stimulus. A universal health care, a living wage, and that man is protectable by feeding and educating the masses. The scheme proposed by Jean Jacques Rousseau 300 years ago hasn't worked and can't work without schools being shut down. What fool could argue that an open border with sex and drug trafficking and a humanitarian crisis is good for America or victims? One Texas town recently found that 25% of illegals tested positive for COVID. What fool denies what he, she says, and believes Biden has the capacity to manage this country? Now, POTUS is a figurehead and just signs what is put in front of him. What fool would listen to the World Health Organization, which is controlled by China? And what fool believes one man solar can provide enough energy? Apparently, I told us, anyway, we want America again, dependent on Middle Eastern oil. Are these fools who want to go back to the energy policies during Jimmy Carter's disastrous presidency? The I told us climate czar, John Kerry, says the climate catastrophe is coming in 9 years, and America can prevent the apocalypse. Who believes biological men should compete against biological women? Should these gender-identified women share public bathrooms or showers with our granddaughters and granddaughters? Daughters and granddaughters. I put it seems to think so from his executive order. Who believes Tennesseans should financially bail out poorly run New York, Illinois, and California governments? I guess fools would raise their hand in the affirmative. I'm sorry for this political diatribe, but this revolution is mad as hell. Revolutionary, he's talking about himself. So, I mean, it's going back to the Obama age here. And, of course, Biden is just sitting there signing those executive orders that was being written by someone in the background just all day long. So, it's really something else. We'll stop it right there, Jesse. Enjoying. Thanks for running the ad, and you always do a good job. So, back to you there. From Larry in Tennessee on the Legend and N4RNQ.
Hey, very good, Mr. Larry. Great signal also. Wow, you're pushing as much as Bill is tonight, which is very good. Bill was like 40 over S9 last go around, and you're pushing right there, right beside him.
All right, thank you, Mr. Larry. Out of Tennessee, N4ROQ. This is KG4, this is X-Tennessee, Jesse here. Out of the great state of voter fraud, Pennsylvania. And once again, this is the Wednesday night listening net. And let's see, who to go to after Mr. Larry? K-H-K-O-Y. Mr. Bob, you have the deck, sir, so come on in. What do you got for round two?
Good evening to everyone on the Great Liberty Net. I'm going to kind of expound on what we've touched on. I want to first thank Mo. He's the one that gave me those house resolutions that referred to our weapons that I wrote to our my senators and my House of Representatives. I'm looking at an article where it says President Biden is considering executive action on gun control in the wake of two mass shootings in less than a week. White House Press Secretary Jen, whatever her name is, said Tuesday. She did not specifically speak about what action Biden might take. Well, again, we have the Second Amendment. Apparently, this man thinks he can do everything by executive action compared to doing it the right way. Now, from what we found out in law enforcement, this male in the shooting at the grocery store, he had what they considered to be an AR-15 pistol. So basically, it's like an AR receiver. It's very short. It's chambered for 9mm. It kind of has that look, but it's considered an AR pistol. Also, that grocery store in Colorado, no weapons are permitted in the grocery store. So people that might have been armed were not permitted to have them in that particular business. So we never want to let a disaster not be exploited. So like the others have said, you know, the Asian shooting, we're going to say all the rhetoric out was President Trump's fault. When, again, if I'm not mistaken, they were Korean descent. And, of course, we're talking about the Chinese virus and how, you know, President Trump, you know, caused rift between us with the Chinese virus or the Kung Flu. Well, yeah, they did. That was where that disease came from. But a Muslim shoots up a bunch of white people, and it's no big deal. And as far as the mask, again, when you go to the hospital to follow up on the doctor's visit, it turns into a crap storm. So unfortunately, I do wear the mask, but then the last few times I've been there, they wanted me to put on their mask. And I've literally picked up the box and pointed to the bottom of the box where it says Made in China. And said to the nurse, why would I want to wear a mask made in the same country that brought us this fine virus? As far as other stores, I'm really kind of tacky. Places like Menards, they get really stupid about it. If they tell you to leave, you need to turn around and go, because that's when the police will say you're trespassing. But if they just say, we'd like you to wear a mask, I've done this at Lowe's, and I go, oh, I'm wearing a ripped condom, but thank you for caring. K-H-A-Y for ID.
Hey, very good, Bob. Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to remember that. Well, very good, Bob, and I appreciate that. You know, I was going to ask you, so does this mean if I see a no weapon sign in the store, I can't take my weapon in there, right? Is that what you were saying about that one article?
Well, that it's their right to ban the firearm. Fortunately, I don't have to abide by that because I'm a commissioned peace officer. But, yes, so if they don't want you to have it, they put those little signs up. But in Ohio, those signs have been far and few between. They were everywhere when we got our CCW in Ohio, but they're getting less and less. So if you have a firearm on you and you're a permit holder and you see that sign, just be very careful to make sure your firearm is covered and, you know, out of the sight of store people. Because if somebody sees it and yells, "He's got a gun, he's got a gun," they could try to issue a citation for trespassing because you didn't abide by their stupid little sign. However, let's say you're in a store with that sign and a shooter comes in and you drop him. Now, let's see how that all plays out. Over.
Well, I was just getting ready to say now, Bob, now I'm a robber, and I'm going to go in the store, and I don't care about your laws. I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to walk in the store with my whatever I got, and I'm just going to just mind my own business and do whatever I please. The American armed citizen, the one who with the CWP, when he takes action toward this guy, he has no rights, you think?
Well, it will be interesting. Notice how they didn't charge the guy that shot the 8 people in the store. They charged him for murder, but they didn't charge him for a weapons violation. But you, they would probably try to charge you for a weapons violation, but it's better to be charged for that than to be dead. So, it's really kind of crazy. It makes no sense. You're basically telling a bad guy, this is a good place to hold up because no one's allowed to have a weapon in here. Over.
Well, that's kind of what I thought you were saying. Well, they always say it, better be tried by 12 than carried by 6. Hey, well, thank you, Mr. Bob, for clarifying that, and always good to hear you in there. Thank you, Mr. Bob. K-H-J-O-Y into Wednesday Night Living in that. Hey, let's move on down to KB2-DMV. I don't think Mr. Rich would put up a big fight. KB2-DMV, Mr. Rich, come on in, sir. Okay, I guess Mr. Rich bailed out early. So, looks like we're going down to the next on the list is KO4. KO4-SE, Mr. Bill, come on in, sir.
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Well, you know, one of the things, and I think it's the most important thing with this COVID virus, is where it came from and how it got released. Because if they can release one, they can release another one. Well, anyway, here's a headline off of Zero Hedge. Former State Department lead investigator says COVID-19 escaped from Wuhan lab may have been a bioweapons accident. The U.S. Department's former lead investigator who oversaw the COVID-19 task force into the origins of the virus believes the COVID escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and may have been a product of a bioweapons research project. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is not the National Institute of Health. David Asher, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, told Fox News in an interview, adding, "It was operating a secret classified program, in my view, and I'm just one person. My view is that it was a biological weapons program." Says Asher has long been a follow-the-money guy who has worked on some of the most classified intelligence investigations for the State Department and Treasury under both Democrat and Republican administrations. He led the team that uncovered the International Nuclear Procurement Network run by the father of Pakistan's nuclear program, A.Q. Pawn, and uncovered key parts of the North Korean's secret uranium enrichment. He believes the Chinese Communist Party has been involved in a massive cover-up during the past 14 months. He says, and if you believe, as I do, that this might have been a weapons vector gone awry, not deliberately released, but in development and then somehow leaked, this has turned out to be the greatest weapon in history. Asher told a Hudson Institute panel discussing the origins of the pandemic. You've taken out 15 to 20% of the global GDP. You've killed millions of people. The Chinese population has been barely affected. Their economies roared back to being number one in the entire G20. According to Asher, who interfaced with the Chinese government as the State Department's lead representative during the 2003 SARS outbreak, the CCP's behavior surrounding COVID-19 reminds him of criminal investigations he's overseen. He said motive, cover-up, conspiracy, all the hallmarks of guilt are associated with this. And the fact that the initial cluster of victims surrounded the very institute that was doing the highly dangerous, if not dubious, research is significant, he said. At first, China said the COVID-19 virus originated in the Wuhan seafood market. But the problem with China's theory, the first case had no connection to the market. Last fall, the U.S. obtained intelligence that indicated there was an outbreak among several Wuhan lab scientists with flu-like symptoms that left them hospitalized in November of 2019, before China reported its first case. Asher and other Hudson Institute panel experts said that in 2007, China announced it would begin work on genetic bioweapons using controversial gain-of-function research to make the viruses more lethal. In 2016, China stopped talking about their research at the Wuhan lab, which Asher believes is when the CCP went from biodefense research to offense in the same year as a Chinese state television commentator claimed, quote, we have entered into an area of Chinese biowarfare and including some things like viruses. I mean, they made a public statement to their people that this was a new priority under the new national security policy, according to Asher. When China began funding research at the Wuhan lab in 2017, they stopped talking about their research into COVID disease vectors, which could be used as weapons. I doubt that's a coincidence, said Asher. According to State Department officials Miles Yu, who co-wrote a recent Wall Street Journal op-ed with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the virus's origins, they said China has been involved in this type of virus research since 2003. The SARS outbreak, adding China's biosafety standard is really low and very dangerous. This is an accident waiting to happen. So anyway, looks like China either accidentally or deliberately released this thing, but in any case, they're messing around with this stuff, trying to make normal flu viruses more deadly. I mean, what's going on with that unless they have plans of possibly using this as a bioweapon someday? And I might add that another article I saw indicated that Dr. Fauci is indirectly involved in this type of stuff because he's part of an organization that was providing part of the funding to this Wuhan Institute of Virology. So there's another connection, a suspicious connection. And I don't know the way Biden is cozied up with the Chinese. I doubt if he's going to put any pressure on them. But you just think about this. The amount of damage done to the world and the millions of people killed with this virus, all because of Chinese either negligence or maliciousness. This is really something that needs to be looked into. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bob. Bill.
Wow, boy, get my tongue twisted for sure. Yeah, you'll have to excuse that one. All right, Bill, thank you. KO4FE, KG4ZXC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I was reading a little bit on that article earlier, but I didn't get the full story, but I'm glad you broke it down a little bit more. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and China is behind so much of this, it ain't funny. And yet, we're supposed to buy into this prefabricated information on, China is good for America, China is good, this is outrageous. The same people that caused all the problems to the United States, and we're supposed to just let them come in and do whatever they want. Well, I'm not buying it. Hey, this is KG4ZXE in the Great Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. Thank you, Mr. Bill, and always a pleasure, sir. Let's see, it's going down to, let me get my list back up. My computer's a little sluggish. KO4GST, Mr. Rob out of the state of South Carolina. What you got to add to the second round here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Come on in, sir.
This is KO4GST, Wednesday night, Liberty Net. And I just want to say, I don't really have an article to read, but I just want to say, I think everybody needs to start thinking, and I just want to kind of encourage everybody to go out and start encouraging other people to start thinking, to start thinking about what's going on, start thinking about our future, to start thinking about what America means, not just to you, but to other people, to our legacy as Americans, as people who have been given a right, not just for us, but for everyone. Everyone who comes to this country and decides to do things on the right way, to decide to just be part of America, because this entire world, this entire country here in the United States, the basis of our foundation is immigration. We're all immigrants in a way, unless you come from Indian descent, and that means you're not an immigrant. But if you come here the right way and you do things the right way, I believe you should be here just like anybody else. And I think it's time to start thinking about what everything means to us as a whole, as a people, not just a color, a race, a creed, a religion. What's going on as a whole as Americans? We need to start thinking about what we're going to do and where we're going to be. And that's all I got to say for this great Liberty Net on Wednesday night, KO4GST.
Alright, very good there, Rob. I appreciate your input, sir. And, we all need to be aware of where we're going in this country, because right now this is a fork in the road, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we need to all be aware of. And we need to know what side of the road we need to be on off of, because there's so much changing on a daily basis. It's hard to keep up with this. Thank you, Rob. Let's see, what was your call? KO4GST. Thank you, sir. South Carolina, the great state down there. Thank you for being there, Rob. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of the great state of Nebraska. Come on in, Mr. Moe. What you got to enlighten us, sir?
KD0RSA, Moe out here in Nebraska. Well, you talked about that virus thing. I had it a year ago last January. And at my age, I got along fine with it.
It was no much more than just a flu.
The thing is, I lost my taste and my smell. But it's just now starting to come back to me. So I did have it. And since then, I've kind of learned what to get from the veterinary to correct it. So if I have any problems, I'll know what to do the next time. But I do know what to take for pneumonia. Anyway, the veterinary stuff is basically what I use. But I hope I don't get it again, of course. But if I do, I'll do what I gotta do. KDZRNC, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse, over.
Okay, very good, Mr. Moe, and you know, it's always good to hear you. I just want you to know that, and appreciate you being a loyal participant, and probably one of the oldest here on the net now, since Vic and Mr. Marty and everybody is starting to get to that barrier. I think you have us all beat. God bless you, Mr. Moe, KD0RFA, out in Nebraska. God bless you, sir. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, Jesse out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Once again, and it goes back to the top of the list. I'll take a quick pause before we go and see if there's any late check-ins or further check-ins. So anyone else would like to make a comment or have anything else to add, please come now.
Comment, Vic is just a year older than I am. Over.
What was that, Mo?
Vic is 1 year older than I am.
Oh, just 1 year older. Oh, okay. Well, that makes a big difference. All right, I'm just messing with you, Mr. Moe. All right, well, 73, thank you, sir, Mr. Moe, KG0RSA. This is KG4ZXE, and Miss Laura is at the top of the list into ILJ, and Miss Laura into JTTF, and Mr. Marty, our net manager, of course. And they're in listening mode, and they're listening on the SDR tonight. Very good. Thank you for being there. And it goes back to the top, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. What you got to round it off tonight, sir?
Okay, thank you, Jason. I found another article here regarding Iran is threatening Army post officials. They're saying this came from James LaPorta, Associated Press. Iran is making it against Fort McNair, an Army post in the U.S. Capitol, and against the Army's Vice Chief of Staff. Two senior U.S. intelligence officials said they said communications intercepted by National Security Agency in January showed that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting USS Cole-style attacks against the Army post, referring to the October 2000 suicide attack, which a small boat pulled up alongside the Army or the Navy destroyer in the Yemeni port of Aden and exploded, killing 17 sailors. The intelligence also revealed threats to kill General Joseph M. Martin and plans to infiltrate and surveil the installation, according to the officials who were not authorized to release the information. The Army post, one of the oldest in the country, is Martin's official residence. The threats are one reason the Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside Washington's bustling, newly developed waterfront district. Here's Iran threatening an Army post that is in Washington,
and, you know, a long way from home here. So these people have people over here. All they have people over here to carry out different things. So don't think that just because they're RN that they don't have people that are maybe some of their own people over here to do the duty for them. So just remember that. The city leaders have been fighting the Army's plan to add a buffer zone of about 250 feet to 500 feet from the shore of the Washington Channel, which would limit access to as much as half the width of the busy waterway running parallel to the Potomac River. The Pentagon, National Security Council, and NSA either did not reply or declined to comment when contacted by the Associated Press. As District of Columbia officials have fought the enhanced security along the channel, the Army has offered only vague information about threats to the installation. At a virtual meeting in January to discuss the proposed restriction, Army Major General Omar Jones, commander of the Military District of Washington, cited credible and specific threats against military leaders who live on the Army post. The only specific security threat he offered was about a swimmer who ended up on the installation and was arrested. Eleanor Holmes Norton, the district's sole representative in Congress, was skeptical. When it comes to swimmers, I'm sure it must be rare. Did he know where he was? Maybe he was just swimming and found this way up to your shore. Jones conceded that the swimmer was not a great example there, but our most recent example of a security breach. He said the Army has increased patrols along the shoreline, erecting more restricted area signs and placed cameras to watch the Washington Channel. Several city officials and frustrated residents said the Army's request for the buffer zone was a government overreach on public waterways. Discussions about the Fort McNair proposal began 2 years ago, but the recent intelligence gathered by the NSA has prompted Army officials to renew their request for the restriction. The intercept chatter was among members of the elite Quds force of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and centered on potential military options to avenge the U.S. killing of the former Quds leader General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad in January 2020, the two intelligence officials said. So watch for Iran to start taking action over here at times, and that's another reason we need to keep our guns. Here's all these foreign countries, like these terrorist countries like Iran, getting ready to attack our military installations over here. Plus, it's hard telling what else. It's hard telling what else. They'll pick some small stuff first, I'm sure. Or to pick some places that are unguarded. So, I'll go ahead and shoot back up there to you, Jesse, from on the Great Liberty now. This is Larry in Tennessee, and for ROQ back to net.
Hey, thank you, Larry, and I appreciate your input. And you know what? I think we should just lay down the streets and level our nose over. I think that's what we need to do, because I think we'd get more satisfaction now being run over by tires than, anything else, because, we just need to just give up. Let it loose, you know. What we got to win anything anymore? It is amazing what I keep hearing in this crazy media. I tried to look through the media, Larry, just a few minutes ago to find something that was really relevant. What would be really out there and important? And you know what, Larry? I'm finding a lot of nonsense in what's going on right now. But, you know, we all need to be aware of what we can do, and I
I'm going to tell you, this is the year that everybody needs to be preparing in every way possible, because it ain't going to last much longer before things start getting chaotic. Immigrants are going to come in and they're going to start demanding your homes before you know it. Our cars. I don't know, Larry, where this is all going, but I'll tell you what, we all need to stay on top of it and start being a little bit more informative between each and every one out here. Thank you, sir. God bless. Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, N4RQ. K8JOY, Mr. Larry. Mr. Bob.
Sorry about that.
Come on in, sir. You have the deck.
All right, Jesse, thank you. I want to say good evening again to everybody on the net. I always enjoy hearing each and every person that checks in. I have to admit, when I hear Mr. Moe's voice, though, I have to smile. So I really get a kick out of Mr. Moe when you join in with us. And when I hear you down the band on the net that I'm the moderator, I appreciate you checking in. So thank you, sir. I'm thankful you're getting better. May God bless you. I have a couple comments. Let's see. Christopher said, I asked him if he had anything he wanted to relate to the net. He said, no, sir. I'm just groaning over the attack on the second. I mean, he means the Second Amendment. We are fighting in Tennessee nonstop. Laura said, Marty and I thank the great Arium Liberty Net participants, shortwave listeners, and those on NetLogger for all of their support. So with that being said, I wanted to pass that along. I have one quick article. It's from the City of Columbus. I'm thankful I live in Ohio. So the City of Columbus, they are a blue city. They decided on March 18th to have a meeting to discuss gun laws. And this letter is sent to me by the Buckeye Fire and Firearms Association, of which I'm a member. And unfortunately, no matter what the city council thinks they can do, Ohio forbids any cities or counties from enacting gun laws that do not fall into the same path as the state of Ohio. In the last 14 years, the state of Ohio has a common statement in the Ohio Revised Code. Columbus wants to prohibit the possession, sale, and transfer of high-capacity magazines. They want to require safe storage of firearms in a residency. They want to prohibit the unlawful sale of firearms to persons who make and purchase with the intention of providing a firearm to a person who should not have one, or known as a straw sale. That's already illegal under federal law. And the first two things that they're saying are attempts to regulate firearms. And under the Ohio Revised Code 9.68, they are highlighted by saying, uniform laws throughout the state regarding the ownership, possession, purchase, other acquisition, transport, storage, carry, and sale, other transfer, manufacturing, taxation, keeping, and reporting of lost or theft arms and their components and ammunition. The General Assembly has got laws in place for all of that. So cities cannot do that in the state of Ohio. And the state of Ohio, we just dropped the retreat part of our law. You used to have to, before you used deadly force, you were required, if you could, retreat. So if you could run away, you were supposed to run away. Now, that's not saying the person didn't shoot you in the back, but now the state of Ohio is a stand-your-ground state. So if someone tries to harm you, serious physical harm or deadly force, you can respond with serious physical harm and or deadly force. You do not have to retreat in the state of Ohio. So I'm sorry for you guys that live in Tennessee. I would think that the southern states would be just as progressive as we are as far as maintaining your rights of the Second Amendment. But I guess some states aren't. So with that being said, Jesse, thank you for running the net. I will ride along till the end, of course. And good evening to Miss Laura, Mr. Marty, Quintessa, and Mr. Christopher. I'll hand it back to you. KG4ZX Tennessee, this is KAHJOY.
Okay, very good there, Bob. I appreciate all the input and your expertise. This is KG4ZXMFB, Jesse here, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And always great comments coming out of Mr. Bob. I appreciate it, sir. KB2DMD, Mr. Rich, I'm not sure if you're still around or not, but I hope you are. If you are, I'll take a pause and let you jump in there if you're still with us, sir. KB2DMD has left the building, ladies and gentlemen, so Mr. Rich probably had to work early, so he probably bailed out. So thank you, Mr. Rich, if you still receive it. KB2DMD, always a pleasure. KL4MP, Mr. Bill, you have the deck, sir, so come on in. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, are you still with us, young man? Okay, it looks like KO4FE has left us there also, Mr. Bob. Let's move down the list. KN4ZES, thank you, Mr. Christopher, for being there. Yeah, I got to work on something to get all the access to the logging information, so I'm kind of stumbling around trying to remember everybody's name. All right, appreciate you in listening mode. Let's see, KO4GST, you're still real, Mr. Rob. So if you are, you have the deck, sir.
This is KO4GST, and I just want to thank everybody for this Wednesday night, Liberty Night, and everybody's great comments, and I want to say thank you, and God bless everybody. KO4GST. 73.
All right, KO4GST, KG4ZXFC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thank you, Mr. Rob. Hope you come back again and join us again here soon as well. So, clear with KO4GST out of South Carolina, Mr. Rob. This is Jesse, your net controller for the remaining net, and I'm up here in the great state of Pennsylvania, and once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Guess who's bottom of the list, so KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, if you got anything you want to add, sir, before we get ready to go to the 76 realm, call now.
KD0RSA, well, I don't have much to add. I can hear Bob up there. He's doing a good job, and I could hardly hear Larry, but I couldn't understand him. The static is coming in. F.E., I could hear what he said. Yeah, he was nice and plain, and that Georgia fella, I could hear parts of it, but not too much of it. And you're coming in playing here, Jesse. I had to stop and think about it. I keep forgetting. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. And I was wondering, am I going to get that letter over?
Well, you're coming in okay in my location right now there, Mr. Moe, so you're doing okay. You're not too bad.
Yeah, I was wondering if I'd get that letter.
Now, that time a static crash got you.
Well, I won't look for it then. Anyway, it's good to get on the net. I do appreciate it. And as far as my age, you know, I told you last Saturday, a year ago, I bought myself a motorcycle. So I don't think I'm quite a cripple yet. At least I'm not going to act like one. So that's the way that's going out here.
good, Mr. Moe. Well, we appreciate you being there. And, you know, I was just looking at it like this. You are one of the vets of the Liberty Net, and you're always appreciated, sir. And with that, I appreciate it for sure. So God bless you, Mr. Moe. KD0RSA, KD4ZXC. Stand by 1 second, Moe.
Jesse, look at the instant message.
Yeah, I was. That's why I took the pause. I was trying to figure out the subject.
Mo was asking about a letter. Were you supposed to send him something in the U.S. mail?
I haven't sent nothing through the mail, no.
Mr. Mo, what are you referring to that you were waiting for in the U.S. mail, sir?
Come again, Bob.
What were you referring to when you said you were waiting for a letter?
Refill primers.
I didn't copy what you said.
Refill primers.
Did you copy, Mr. Jesse?
No. Mr. Moe, say it one more time. You was looking for something drivers?
I'm looking for a letter that about refilling primers, over.
A letter about refilling primers, Jesse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was unaware of that.
Mo, was the letter supposed to be sent by Jesse or Larry or by who?
By Jesse.
I think I doubled with you. Who was supposed to send you the letter about the primers, over?
Jesse.
Jesse, you were supposed to send, did you have an article about primers that you read? And Mr. Mo was looking for a copy of it.
Oh, okay. Now I remember, Mr. Moe. I did get sidetracked. I do apologize for that. It's not an article, but it's some very important information about them.
Well, I'm not a mind reader, so I'll have to just bypass it, I guess. But thanks anyway. KD0RSA. Thank you, Bob and Jesse.
Roger,
okay,
Jesse, is it something
there,
that we can print out and I can mail off to Mr. Moe?
I should have sent that to you sooner, but yeah, I got sidetracked. All the other activities going on is kind of hard to keep up with. Well, thank you, Mr. Moe. I'm going to write a memo right to myself here so I can get the information to you. All right, KD0RSA, God bless, and let's see, goes back to the top, so I'll give you a landline on that sometime tomorrow if possible.
Okay, I should be around. Mr. Mo, we'll do our best to get that to you.
Roger, thank you.
All right, clear with Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, and Mr. Bob, KHJLY. Mr. Larry, what you got to sum it up for tonight, sir?
Well, I found an article on the moon, like you said, from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Thought I'd bring that to Ned. Also, should be getting some more information about UFOs from the government themselves. First article, I guess I read there around the first time I spoke to them. So that's in there. Let's see, moon rocket records successful test firing. This is from Cape Canaveral. This is from the USA Today Associated Press. Marsha Dunn. It says NASA completed an engine test firing of its moon rocket Thursday after the first attempt in January ended prematurely. This time, the four main engines of the rocket core stage
remained ignited for the full 8 minutes. The plane was located in the control room at Mississippi Dennis Space Flight Center. Once the engine shut down, the test stand. NASA's official called it a major milestone in sending astronauts back to the moon, but declined to say when they might occur or where the first test flight with our crew would occur by the year's end as planned. And, they're having a hard time getting these rockets and ignited and, how long has it been since we've been to the moon? 3-4 years? And when did we really go there with the technology that we had back then?
And
the radiation belt, that's there, the Van Allen radiation belt. I don't think so. I just don't think so. I don't think we had the technology to do it then. To land on the moon, take off, get back here, I just don't believe we did. We can't even get these rockets to run now. Very long. The first test here didn't work out. And this is 2021. So, I don't know. I think they had some help there in the video and all that. The main reason I believe if they did run a fake, it was because John F. Kennedy was president. He said we'd be back to the moon. We would be to the moon. From the four certain dates there, and the date was about to run fast, so possibly that could have been something that they decided they were going to beat Russia or something like that. Okay, moving on to this article says, John Honeycutt, NASA's program manager for the Space Launch System, 4SLS rocket, said everything seemed to go well on Thursday. Test firing. The course stage got an A+ today. During the first test, the engines fired for just a minute automatically, cut short by strict test limits that were relaxed by before the looping. The valve issues also had to be resolved prior to Thursday's countdown. With this critical task finally finished and assuming everything went well, NASA can now send the rocket segment to Florida's Kennedy Space Center to prepare it for launch, noting they're taking it one step at a time. Officials declined to say whether this first SLS launch will occur by year's end. It has been planned or will bump it to 2022. The SLS rocket will send an empty Orion capsule to the moon and back. The fourth engine tested Thursday actually flew into orbit on NASA's space shuttles and were upgraded for a more powerful SLS system. The orange core stage is reminiscent of the shuttle's external fuel tank, which held the liquid hydrogen and oxygen that fed the main engine. The Trump administration had pressed for a moon landing by astronauts by 2024, a deadline increasingly difficult, if not impossible, to achieve at this point. Here it is, in 2021, and they put a deadline, Trump administration, by 2024, and they're still saying that they're not going to be able to put an astronaut on the moon. And you believe they put one on there 40 years ago? Okay, let's see. It's not impossible to achieve at this point. The current White House has yet to issue a revised timeline. NASA's acting administrator, Steve Jurison, said the space agency is conducting an internal study to determine a schedule for the astronaut moon landing. So, hopefully we can get back up there. Evidently, there's a lot of other stuff up there too by now, and China has possibly shown, has said that there have been there. and maybe other countries too. So we may be way behind in NASA, but I do believe we have a secret space program that is probably doing much, much better than the NASA program. So that's my feeling on it. And Trump signed up that Space Force, and they've got a lot of shirts out. If you guys want a Space Force t-shirt, they've got plenty of them on eBay, and you can get them sent to your house there, so pretty neat. So back to you up there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net, and from Man4 ROQ in Tennessee.
Hey, good deal.
Thank you, Larry. And, yeah, Space Force t-shirts.
I want to get me a couple of them.
I've got every other t-shirt, so why not get a couple of them as well?
Hey, well, you was coming in a little scratchy there at first, but the band's starting to get a little bit better, so you came in pretty solid on the last go-around there, Mr. Larry.
Thank you, sir.
It's Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net on the 73 round. Let's see, Mr. Bob, it goes down to you, so K-H-J-O-N-O-Y. Take it away.
Thank you, Jesse. K-G-4-Z-X-N-O-Y, and the Liberty Netters. This article is kind of quick. It's about a former senator from Florida who is arrested for violating election laws. I'll read part of it, but the comment for the Attorney General in Florida is what's the most important. So a former Republican senator in Florida named Frank Artiles was charged Thursday with campaign financial fraud. So he resigned in 2017 after making racially inflammatory remarks towards colleagues. Authorities said the former senator from the Miami area turned himself in a couple days ago. But the arrest warrant was because Artiles gave nearly $45,000 to a shadow candidate in last year's election. The candidate, 55-year-old Alex Rodriguez, has the same last name as the Democratic incumbent, Jose Rodriguez. The fake candidate, an auto parts dealer who lives in Boca Raton and ran as an independent, which made it difficult for the Republican Ilia Garcia. She won by only 35 votes out of 215,000 cast. Rodriguez was also charged with election law violations in connection with the scheme. So he was trying to get somebody with the same name to confuse voters to mess it up for this Republican candidate. But the best part is State Attorney Catherine Fernandez Rudel told reporters at a press briefing that this scheme, this election scheme, quote, violates everything that should be honest and straightforward about our elections in America, unquote. That's the part that I like. Here's just the state of Florida. One state out of 50, and here's the type of corrupt bullcrap that we went through on our presidential election. This kind of fraud that people got away with in the fraudulent presidential election, they caught him in Florida, but this is the kind of people that are representing us. They're downright despicable. With that being said, Jesse, thanks for running the net. It's a pleasure to be here. K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Hey, very good, Bob. You know, that's sad when, you know, the state of Florida has a lot more to offer this year than we have seen in many years. You know, all the individuals that have came from these stricken countries of political fraud, from election frauds of all different types, and these people come here to try to
get away from it, to escape it. And, you know, that's what we have, you know, and they're the ones who's actually been calling it out more than any of the other individuals I've seen throughout this country, and that is amazing. Well, thank you, Bob, and appreciate you being here as well tonight. Wouldn't be much of a net without you. Appreciate it, sir. Let's see, Mr. Rich, KB2DMD, has left the building, so Mr. Rich, I hope he has a great night. And it moves down to KO4FE, and I think he took an early night as well, so, but I'll take a quick pause to see if Mr. Bill's still with us. KO4FE, you still with us, sir? Mr. Bill has left as well. Mr. Christopher, thank you for being there tonight, and I've been monitoring your comments as well. Yeah, sometimes we get silly on the logger, but just to let you know, appreciate you being here. So TN4ZES, thank you, sir. KO4GSP, Mr. Rob, are you still with us, sir? I'm not hearing anything from Mr. Rob. Did you hear anything up there, Bob?
Negative.
Hey, well, I guess Mr. Rob has left as well. So, Mr. Moe, you are the last of the net roster, sir. So, if you got anything you want to add, now is the time. So, come on in, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. From Mr. Moe, and I guess he has signed for the evening. So it is 11:56, ladies and gentlemen, and this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We appreciate each and every one of you guys who have checked in with tonight. Always a pleasure. I'm going to run down the roster real quick. Myself, KG4ZXC, into JTT, Miss Laura, thank you for being there. Into IOJ, Mr. Marty, for also being there and listening, Mo. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. In 4, ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of Tennessee. KHJOY, Mr. Bob, KB2DMD, KO4FE, and KN4ZES, Mr. Christopher. Thank you, sir. KO4GST, Mr. Rob, out of South Carolina. Thank you for being there. And Mr. Mo, God bless you, sir. KD0RSA, always a pleasure. And, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I'm going to get ready to close the net. So, anyone's got any last minute comments they want to add, please call now.
N3WZS.
Okay, got one of you. N3 station, give me your call.
Yep, that'd be November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra, Mark, in Southern Maryland.
Okay, Mr. Mark, we got you there, sir. Come on, stand by one thing. Let me see if I can pick up the other one that just got checked in. So stand by, Mark. Who is the other station? Okay, Mr. K2LED, where are you located again?
I'm out here near Niagara Falls, New York. Niagara Falls, New York.
Ah, that's right. I remember shouting at you before. Well, good evening, Mr. Bob of New York. Stand by one second, and I'll get back over to you. So let's take it to N3WZS out of Maryland. Mr. Mark, come on in.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, I heard believe it was Bob or Larry, talking about NASA. And of course, we know NASA is never a straight answer, right? And beyond that, you know, the idea that they can't get a a propulsion rocket to fire correctly is just ludicrous. I mean, that's all they supposedly ever do. But meanwhile, you got Elon Musk and the SpaceX folks. They're not just firing them, you know. They light them off. They send their payloads to space, and then they return them and park them, you know, all without any assistance. So I think that's an extraordinary feat. And yeah, about the secret space program that's really not so secret, which is the Space Force. And that's a lesser known, highly effective. The Solar Warden program has been around for years and years and years, you know, decades. I think since the 50s it's been around. So it's a big deal. It's secret, and that's where a lot of the money goes to. But just wanted to agree with you there. I think it might have been Bob was talking about that. But anyways, in full agreement with you, so much more going on. And whatever NASA says, it's just to restrain the public from getting any hope that we're ever going to go to space. Meanwhile, we're already there, and we've already been there. It's a form of emotional slavery, I think, is what it is. Anyways, back to Net Control, N3WZ.
Okay, N3WZ, Mr. Mark, good point there. Mr. Larry, go ahead and comment.
Okay, well, that was Mr. Larry, Mark. Yeah, he was the one that brought up the NASA subject there, and you know what? You guys are on the money.
Thank you for that. I know it's a real deal. I've seen the technology, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know, they can say a lot of things, but I think a lot of us out here really know what's actually out here.
Hey, well, thank you, sir. God bless. Let's take it down to K2LED, Mr. Bob out of New York. Come on in.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's always fine business listening to the informative net that you have here. And I've actually checked it while I was camping over the years many times. You probably remember that. So, I don't have too much more to add, but, you know, it's interesting. You hear all of these folks that won't eat GMO food, genetic modified food, but yet they take a shot, and I won't call the COVID vaccine a vaccine because it is not a vaccine in the true definition. It's a genetically modified injection, so you get all these folks that will not eat GMO food, but yet they line up to genetically modify themselves with a messenger RNA injection. So, yeah, just something to look at. There's a European doctor, let's see. Oh, gosh. I don't have my notes in front of me, but Dr. Von something, he's spent many, many years developing vaccines, and he's definitely against this one. So anyways, just wanted to say hello to everyone in Radio Land, Nevada, K2LED between Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York, 73.
Comment.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Bob, and good to hear you, sir. And, you know, I couldn't agree anymore. I am not going to buy into their political agenda, and I'm not going to genetically modify myself. I will do my best to keep people informed, and
make sure other people don't make the same mistake. Hey, 73, sir.
Thank you guys for being there. So, let's see, N3WZS, Mr. Mark, thank you.
And K2LED, Mr. Bob, 73, sir, and have a great night as well.
And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KT4ZXT, and we're going to go ahead and shut it down for tonight.
Mr. Bob, you got anything you want to add?
I do. I want to say hi to Mr. Bob. Kilo 2 light emitting diode. I like your comment. And have you heard the interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in Cleveland, Ohio, who also has studied it and also talks about the messenger RNA? Over.
Yes, I have. I did watch her interview and a few others. And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, those that are vaccinated, their genetic response is only to the original disease. And when the variant arrives, they will have no defenses against that. And so, you know, this fall we see an explosion and new COVID cases. And the media is going to twist it and blame it on those that were not vaccinated. Those that were vaccinated, because their bodies will not be able to fight the new variant. They're trained only to fight the existing one, described by the genetics of the mRNA. The media is going to twist this and twist this against the folks that did not get their genes modified. So yeah, fun time to have K2LED.
How true. Myself, I'm not going to get it. I know Jesse's not going to get it. And I'm going to wave the flag like the abortion people do. My body, my choice.
You know, what scares me, and I'm sorry, I don't want to take over net control, and I'm going to yield to net control. But what really scares me, you know, going back to the Bible, and we're seeing this now, COVID passports, you can't travel. And then, you know, you look around the world and it's popping up now where stores and stuff like that don't allow you in unless you have your COVID passport. And it's not going to be long before they inject the pills and we won't be able to, the RFID pills, we won't be able to buy and travel without this. And man, you know, it sure looks like the last days to me. It's setting up just like the beast stop here in Western Europe.
Yep, the mark of the beast. I agree with you. I will pass it back to our net control. Mr. Jesse, I'll give it back to you. KG4ZX in the sea.
Hey, very good, Bob, and thank you, sir, and I appreciate all your comments as well. And Mr. Bob, you're up in New York, K2LED, very good words there. I think you're on the money as well. Appreciate you coming by. Hey, we're here from there, from 2200 to 12 midnight, anywhere from Wednesdays and Saturday night, so for the net. So please drop in more often. Glad to have you aboard, sir.
Well, 73, everyone. Yeah, you know, spring's here. I've been spending more time outside and playing around, so love this net. And, hey, you know what? In our beliefs, we do have to give tribute to our dear departed friend, Rush Limbaugh, as he shared and spirited and pioneered
our beliefs on mainstream radio. K-12-AD.
Hey, very good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXE and clear with Mr. Bob. Thank you, sir. K2LED. And we're going to go ahead and close the net on 325-21. And it is 12:09. It is Thursday morning. And this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net into Thursday morning, and I'm going to get ready and say 73s to each and every one who's checked in tonight. We had a total of 12 check-ins, so very good net tonight, and appreciate everybody's comments. With that, I am KG4ZXA, and I want to thank N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, N2JTT, Liz's lovely wife, Chris Laura, thank you, and Mr. Bob also for running the net when I am absent, and everyone else who participated. And appreciate it, guys, and been a great net. And I will say 73s to each and every one. And as Mr. Vic, W1WCR, our founding, one of our founding fathers, I hope you are resting well, sir. With that, good night to all the ships at sea, and I'll let Bob finish it up with his last comment. So, 73's all. God bless. 73's KG4 is the exit.
Alrighty, Jesse, I will read the closing, but I will put you in place. So, as Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wishes to thank Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening to our net. 73s to tonight netters that are absent, Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, and I'm sure it's Mr. Jesse's prayer for God to bless this great country. With that being said, this is KHOY signing and KG4ZX and a C signing.